My name's Isabel Walker. I'm one of the anaesthetic consultants at Great Ormond Street Hospital. The anaesthetist has quite a wide role within the hospital. We obviously look after children during surgery, during their operations, but also we look after children after the operation because the anaesthetic department runs the acute pain team. So any child who's had a major operation will receive a visit from an anaesthetist twice a day, the first few days after operation, just to make sure that everything is okay and that they're comfortable. We also are involved in intensive care, so some anaesthetists actually work primarily in intensive care. And the anaesthetist is also involved in resuscitation services as well, so quite a broad range of things that we do. We see children for all sorts of different procedures that need an anaesthetic. It might be just a minor procedure such as a lumbar puncture for a chemotherapy, but these are children who have many, many operations. Or it may be a child coming for instance, a cardiac operation, which is a much bigger, much longer procedure. And obviously anaesthesia is very important for all of these types of care. One of the important things that we do when we're looking after a child having an anaesthetic is we explain the procedures and what to expect. There are two different ways we can give an anaesthetic. One is by giving some gas to breathe, and the child will usually hold a face mask in front of them and breathe the anaesthetic gas slowly, slowly, and they gradually drift off to sleep. I tend to do this for younger children, and then for the older children and those children who've got lines in, we give them an intravenous anaesthetic. So it's an injection of a white medicine, and they drift off to sleep very, very quickly. It can be a bit of a surprise sometimes to the family how quickly children go off to sleep when they're getting an intravenous anaesthetic. Having a needle is one of those things that people worry about a lot. We make sure that this is as pleasant as possible, and we have some very special cream called Amitop cream, which is a local anaesthetic cream that we put on the child's hand before they come to theatre, and that makes their skin feel numb so that they don't feel the injection. That's a very important thing that we can do. One of the most rewarding things about my job, I think, is seeing a child safely through an operation, particularly when it's a difficult operation. We often see parents being really worried about the child having the surgery, and it's really good to be able to reassure them, to be able to see the child safely through the procedure, to wake up at the end and everything has gone well. So it is a very, very rewarding job.
You've been listening to a podcast produced by Great Ormond Street Hospital in November 2010. If you've enjoyed listening to this, visit our website to hear more interviews from people who work here. This podcast does not constitute health or medical advice and will not necessarily reflect treatment at other hospitals. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.